This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. In July, Alaska Fisheries Conservation Alliance President Joe Connors was very pleased that the group's effort to get commercial set netting banned in the state's urban areas was going to move forward. Now he's disappointed that the state is challenging the Anchorage Superior Court ruling that was recently handed down. In a statement yesterday, Connors said the group looks forward to taking its case to the Alaska Supreme Court. The plan is to get a voter initiative on the ballot for 2016 that would effectively ban commercial set netting in Cook Inlet. Andy Hall, president of the Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association, which represents most of the people who would be affected by the ban, says putting the decision to voters sets a dangerous precedent.
If you look at what this means to the Alaskan economy, if you start looking at managing our resources at the ballot box, this has implications for every aspect of Alaska's resource-based economy.
The fight between sport and commercial fishing interests on the Kenai Peninsula stems from a several-year decline in king salmon returns, with both sides holding the other responsible for the historically low numbers. Construction of the railroad link between the Matanuska-Susitna Borough City of Houston and Port McKenzie is over budget and way behind schedule. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, borough officials blame litigation for the delays.
At Tuesday night's Matanuska-Susitna Borough Assembly meeting, Joe Perkins, the borough's executive for the rail extension project, updated earlier financial data on the cost overruns beyond the initial $272 million. Price tag.
When you add all this up, it totals about $31 million. So if you take 272.5 and add 31 to it, you get the total project cost now of 303.5.
The project linking Port McKenzie with the Alaska Railroad main line near Houston started in 2008, and Perkins said the way it has been funded by legislative appropriations over the years has not helped keep costs down.
We had intended to have the train running by now, had we received sufficient funding to do that. So we have had some impacts from delays in funding. Our construction management people are having to stay a considerable number of years past what we had anticipated. Same thing with our engineering people. So, again, the way this thing has been funded with eight different appropriations and some more to come has certainly increased our costs.
He told the assembly that work on some of the six construction segments of the railroad spur are done or near completion. Segment 1 at Port McKenzie, Segment 3 in the middle, and Segment 6 near Houston are finished. Segment 4 should be done next year, but Segment 5, which crosses privately owned land, is being put off until negotiations for a right-of-way are complete. The money appropriated for that segment will be put into producing ballast or rock bed material for the entire rail spur. Possibly a major cause of the cost overruns, according to Perkins, are delays caused by litigation against the spur's construction by environmental organizations, Cook Inlet Keeper and Sierra Club. The lawsuits caused the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to issue a stop work order on the spur, which added to the contractor and engineer costs.
The number on the ongoing construction, which we can prove, is $5 million. The legal costs were somewhere around $1.5 million. We were represented by D.C. attorneys, and they're expensive.
The Ninth Circuit has since given the go-ahead for the project. Federal Surface Transportation Board regulations regarding the relocation of trails in the area added an additional $1 million to costs, and a 5% Borough Finance Administration charge also upped the total of the building of the railroad spur. The additional costs will add about $3.5 million to the borough's request for a legislative appropriation of $116 million for next year to complete work on the spur. Perkins told the body that nearly $120 million is needed to finish the project by late 2017. I'm Ellen Lockyer.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.